أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويوم نحشر من كل أمة فوجا ممن يكذب بآياتنا فهم يوزعون. حتى إذا جاءوا قال أكذبتم بآياتي ولم تحيطوا بها علما أم ماذا كنتم تعملون. ووقع القول عليهم بما ظلموا فهم لا ينطقون. ألم يروا أنا جعلنا الليل ليسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يؤمنون. ويوم ينفخ في الصور ففزع من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله وكل أتوه داخرين. وترى الجبال تحسبها جامدة وهي تمر مر السحاب صنع الله الذي أتقن كل شيء إنه خبير بما تفعلون. The day we will gather from every people a group of those who have rejected our message. Then they will be stopped in order and in ranks. They will be kept until they do arrive for the judgment. Then will Allah Ta'ala say, did you reject my message when you haven't even comprehended it? Or what is it that you were doing? A message is received and according to the level of esteem of that message, one is required to comprehend and to reflect over the contents. Now these people, kuffar, they receive the message of Allah Ta'ala, but they don't even contemplate, they don't try to understand what is the message of Allah Ta'ala, and the moment they receive it, immediately, spontaneously, they reject. وَوَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمَا ظَلَمُوا. Then they will have no answer for this, that you rejected it without even comprehending and trying to understand. Then will the sentence of Allah Ta'ala be passed against them on account of their wrongs, and they will not be able to speak. Don't they see that we have made the night to rest therein, and the day to make visibility? إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ. And these are signs for those who believe. And the day the trumpet will be sounded, then all beings in the heavens and the earth will be terrified, except those whom Allah Ta'ala wills, and all will come to Him humbled and lowering themselves. And you will see the mountains on that day, whereas you will imagine them to be settled in their places, but you will see them passing away as the clouds pass away. And this is the artistry of Allah Ta'ala, the planning of Allah Ta'ala, who has perfected everything. And He is well acquainted with all that you do. And whoever brings a single right deed, he will have a reward better than his deed. And they will be secure on that day against the terror. And those who bring along evil deeds, they will be thrown headlong to the fire. And you are being punished only on account of your deeds. The trumpet will be sounded twice. And with the first sounding of the trumpet, everybody will be terrified, and then they will become totally unconscious. Even at the beginning, the malaika and the Anbiya alayhi musalam will not suffer this terror, but after some time, they will also pass away. And after an interval of 40 years, then the second trumpet will be blown and everybody will come back to life. In the interim period, there will be a drizzle And this drizzle will bring about life in those dead bodies. And after the second trumpet being blown, all life will spring up. All will come and gather before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lowly and humbled. The whole world will be a new world. The mountains, you see them to be firmly fixed in their places. But first, they will go through a violent commotion. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. And then they will be crushed. The whole earth and the mountains, دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكَّا دَكَّا. All will be crushed. And then, فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءً مُنْبَثَّا. They will be all flying around like scattered dust. And then, فَقُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا فَيَذَرُهَا قَاعًا صَفْصَفًا. It will all be a single flat plain, without any valleys and without any hills, one straight plain, and all mankind will be assembled in that one single plain. Then the reckoning will commence, and Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of all what people do. Anybody brings along a single right deed, then he will have a reward better than his deed. And he won't go through the terror that the rest of the people will go through. And similarly, a person brings along a single evil deed, then they will, or his evil deeds are greater, they are overwhelming, then such people will be thrown on their faces into the fire. إِنَّمَا أُمِرْتُ وَنَا عَبُدَ رَبَّ هَذِهِ الْبَلْدَ. All I have been commanded with is that I serve the Rabb of this town, that is Makkah Mukarramah, who has sanctified it. Makkah Mukarramah, a town and a city of sanctity. Even if you see your enemy there, then you aren't expected to retaliate. So this sanctity and this protection for animals, beasts and everybody. وَلَهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ. So it is he who has sanctified the city and everything belongs to him. And I have been commanded that I bow myself in submission to Islam. And I do go on reciting the Quran, and whoever accepts guidance, then he does this for his own good. But whoever, مَنْ ظَلَّ فَقُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ. Whoever strays away from the truth, then say, I am from the series of the warners. And say, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will show you his signs, and you will recognize them, and your Rabb is not unaware of what you do. There's three commands here. إِنَّمَا أُمِرْتُ وَنَعْبُدَ رَبَّ هَذِهِ الْبَلْدَ. One is consistent, being consistent in the service of Allah Ta'ala, istiqamat. All the time, there must be some consistency in all our ibadat, our devotion, our submission, and our commitment to Allah Ta'ala, there must be a consistent pattern. Number two, to recite the Qur'an, وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنَ. That must be the second feature in the life of a Muslim. First being that he has a consistent plan in the service and in the commitment he gives to Allah Ta'ala. And the third, وَأُمِرْتُ وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And the third is, we need to be humble and lower ourselves in submission to Allah Ta'ala at all times. So these are supposed to be the outstanding features of Muslims. One is to be consistent in his dedication and devotion to Allah Ta'ala, then reciting the Quran as much as he can. And number three is this, that he must be submissive and lower himself for the submission of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give.